Hi, Anita. Welcome to 11 Questions.
Hi, Daman. Thank you for having me.
How do you like to spend your weekends?
I like to spend my weekends relaxing with a good book. But most often, I'm usually at a game for one of my sons or doing family game night, which are equally fun.
When did you start writing?
I started writing in 2015. I used to write for a South Asian online magazine, which then over time evolved into me writing my first book, which was a memoir that I decided not to publish, and then evolved into me around 2017 writing this book, Lioness of Punjab.
Did you always want to be a writer, or was this something that happened later for you in life?
I would say it happened later. I was a voracious reader and a vivid storyteller from a young age, but the writing came later. When I was in high school, I read a book by a South Asian author about South Asian characters called Arranged Marriages by Chitra Banerjee Devakaruni. And then when I was in college, I read Interpreter of Maladies by Jhumpa Lahiri, and I suddenly became aware of the fact that there could be books with characters like me. And then, you know, in college, I thought, if I ever write a story, a Sikh woman will be at the forefront of it. If I told it in her voice through all of her challenges and triumphs, we'd see the unique way she sees herself in the world. Now, it was just a passing thought at that time, and I never thought I'd actually write that story, but the desire was there.
And your book, The Lioness of Punjab, what is the book about?
So it's about the first female Sikh warrior, Mai Bago. Now, Mai Bago lived in the late 1600s and early 1700s during the birth of Sikhism. She is revered in our community, yet very few details are known about her life. So I wanted to give a voice to one who deserved it.
Was there a moment when there was inspiration to write this particular story?
Yes. I figured out that I wanted to write stories about an unheard voice. And, you know, this was very recent, and it was similar to the thought I had had in college all those years ago. So I kind of knew, okay, I want to write about some Sikh woman from history. And then, can I show you something? And then I saw this book on my bookshelf. It's my mother's, and it's written entirely in Punjabi, which I can't read, but it made me, and it's actually not about Mai Bago, but it made me remember her, and then it inspired me to write a story about her.
How long did it take for you to come up with the idea and to actually finishing the book?
2017, and then now in 2022, I'll be publishing it. Here I am showing you a lot of things. I don't know if you want to see them, but this is a SMART goal I jotted down in 2017. It basically says that I would like to have my novel written, edited, and published by 2022. I wrote that down in 2017, promptly forgot about it. A few months ago, you know, I serendipitously stumbled onto it. And I believe it's meant to be, that people need to hear this story.
I love that. That's amazing that you wrote it and it actually happened.
Yes. There's power in writing down your goals. I'm a firm believer in that.
And when you were writing this book, did you follow a routine?
At the time, I'm still working and I work full time. However, my children were pretty young then, so they were sleeping at about 8 p.m. So I would write every night from 8 to 10 p.m. because that was my free time. So, and it never, you know, it never really felt like work because I loved it. I enjoyed doing it. Now I've got to find a new normal. The kids are a little older. And so we get tired at the same time. So I've got to determine a new normal.
Every journey has some challenges. Did you face any while you were writing this book?
I went through a number of rejections with, securing a literary agent. And, you know, and I know that's the norm, and that certainly made it easier. But, it can be a little taxing sometimes. So it took me 1 year to secure an agent, and, you know, she was the right fit. And then luckily my editorial process, so, you know, the submissions to editors was relatively smooth. So it made up for that 1 year challenge of trying to secure a literary agent.
And you've written a book about someone from history who's not written about a lot. What was your research like?
Oh, great question. So it was challenging. Now, to be fair, I had help. My editor and I contacted the Seek Research Institute and they provided resources. I did my own digging online and found resources. My Gurdwara, my local library, all had books on Sikhism. But still, in almost every book, it was the same approximately two paragraphs about my Bago, very little information. And, you know, that was the challenge. And so, you know, luckily this was historical fiction. Now, out of respect for my community and religion, I stuck to the history that we knew. And I filled in the blanks in a way that seemed fitting to my Bago's greatness.
Are you working on any other book next?
Ah, well, that's a secret. But I will say I hope to continue to lift the voices of those who go unheard.
I like that. And since you mentioned that you used to read a lot, if you were to be deserted on an island with only three books, which books will you take with you?
Well, it's going to be a little self-promotional, but I'd have to take Lioness of Punjab. I'd also take Palace of Illusions by Chitra Banerjee Devakaruni. That was an inspiration for my book. And I'd take a book on how to escape a deserted island. Because I want to get off.
That's great. And for a last question, if you were to share an interesting life experience or story, what would you tell us today?
Oh, that's a tough one, but a good one. There have been many memorable experiences in my life, but I would say having children, you know, is the most memorable one. It affects, you know, it impacts you physically, mentally, emotionally, you know, your entire mind, body, and spirit shift. And I'm just so grateful for that experience.
Thanks, Anita, for answering my questions and for being a guest on my podcast. It was great talking to you. But before I let you go, if our listeners want to buy your book or get in touch with you, how can they do that?
The book is available on all major retailers, and you can reach me on my website, anitacarbonda.com. I'm also on Instagram at anita_carbonda_78. I'd love to hear from you. Please reach out and connect.
Thank you, Anita. Best of luck with your book.
Thank you so much, Thaman. Such a pleasure. And thank you for having me.